Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 2¾ cents, March wheat down a penny and a quarter, and March beans up 4½ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 14 ticks, but still very strong at 96.71. Crude oil is up $1.50 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 200 points higher. Metals are just a little bit higher here this morning. A little bit higher overnight in the corn and the beans. We did sell with one export sale this morning in corn. It was 122,000 metric tons, so not a big game changer there. But at least it's a sale. The bean market supported overnight in the corn by the ideas that the Chinese-U.S. trade delegation are going to hopefully come to terms on this trade deal. So there's been a lot of positive talk. Whether or not it actually gets done remains to be seen, but for the time being, things look a little bit positive, I guess. I'm surprised the wheat didn't act better. We've had, you know, this horrendous ice storm move across the U.S. We've got very cold temps, so one's got to be thinking about some winter kill out here, but the market obviously doesn't seem too concerned about it for the time being. So in the longer run, we've got the Brazilian harvest about 30% complete. CONAB came up with a low number under 116 million metric tons. So that should have been a little bit helpful out here. But we've still got a lot of beans around the world. The U.S. carryout wasn't lowered nearly enough to get the bulls excited. And when it's all said and done, we still have a lot of grain out here. We need either weather or a Chinese deal to turn this thing around in a hurry. Weather seems to be a little bit of a long shot for the time being. I was in Ohio on Thursday and Friday. They are absolutely inundated with water there. You know, we're halfway through the month of February. Yes, things can certainly dry out there, but they were incredibly wet. Illinois is incredibly wet, Indiana. So, you know, we're going to see a little bit of delay possibly. I still think on the acres we're going to lose a little bit of beans into corn, but I think we're also going to lose some beans into cotton perhaps. I'm not sure that the acreage shifts are going to be quite as standard as people would think they are this year. So hopefully we won't see that many beans planted, and maybe we can dig our way out of this mess that we've got here, particularly if we get a Chinese deal going. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.